He made his way to the thick drapes that rustled aside at a touch and stared grimly out. Enemy units. Several thousands of them, in the persons of the individual members of a Corellian mob. The rolling rabble encompassed the port from extreme end to extreme end, and in the cold, hard light of magnesium flares, the foremost straggled closer. Tinter! The traitor never turned, but the back of his neck was red. Get the outer speaker working and find out what they want. Ask if they have a representative of the law with them. Make no promises and no threats, or I'll kill you. Tinter turned and left. Mallow felt a rough hand on his shoulder, and he struck it aside. It was Twer. His voice was an angry hiss in his ear. Mallow, you're bound to hold on to this man. There's no way of maintaining decency and honor otherwise. He's of the Foundation, and after all, he is a priest. These savages outside... Do you hear me? I hear you, Twer. Mallow's voice was incisive. I've got more to do here than guard missionaries. I'll do, sir, what I please, and by Selden and all the galaxy, if you try to stop me, I'll tear out your stinking windpipe. Don't get in my way, Twer, or it will be the last of you. He turned and strode past. You, revered Parma. Did you know that by convention, no Foundation missionaries may enter the Corellian territory? The missionary was trembling. I can but go where the Spirit leads, my son. If the Darkened Ones refuse enlightenment, is it not the greater sign of their need for it? That's outside the question, revered one. You are here against the law of both Corell and the Foundation. I cannot in law protect you. The missionary's hands were raised again. His earlier bewilderment was gone. There was the raucous clamor of the ship's outer communication system in action and the faint, undulating gabble of the angry horde in response. The sound made his eyes wild. You hear them? Why do you talk of law to me, of a law made by men? There are higher laws. Was it not the galactic spirit that said, Thou shalt not stand idly by to the hurt of thy fellow man? And has he not said, Even as thou dealest with the humble and defenseless, thus shalt thou be dealt with? Have you not guns? Have you not a ship? And behind you is there not the Foundation? And above and all about you is there not the spirit that rules the universe?